Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will I make the horn of David to bud. I don't know what the horn of David is. I'm thinking perhaps it's his children. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed, and that's from the tribe of David. Solomon is from the tribe of David, and he built that temple. I have ordained a lamp for mine inheritance, and that lamp came from David. That's Solomon. Read Songs of Solomon, verses 1 through 5, and you'll find that Solomon was a black man. Verse 18, his enemies will I clothe with shame, but on him shall his crown flourish. Sheep, I have read to you Psalms 132 in its entirety, and I hope that you get from that read what I got from, and that is Solomon built a temple for our Heavenly Father in Jerusalem, and our Heavenly Father desired that temple, that place. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 52, the temple in the city plundered and burned. But before we get there, let's have a prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for life on earth. Thank you for blessing me to continue to do your will no matter the broadcast venue. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio for helping me share in your word what you have called me to do, and that is feed your sheep. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Most of all, Father, thank you for allowing me and us sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. In Yeshua's name, a.k.a., also known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day, Saturday, the seventh day of the week, that you are to keep holy. The Bible tells you this. If you are a believer in the Bible, I want you to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You can also find that in the book of Deuteronomy. That's where the Ten Commandments are. In chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath is observed Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and my longtime listeners have your three P's ready. They are your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to reference something I may say, and then you can go to that later. I have a lot of things I want to say, but my focus is to finish reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 52, and I'm going to pick up where I left off, and I pray our Heavenly Father will allow me to finish reading it all so that I can say the things that I want to say to you. Let's go to Jeremiah, chapter 52, chapter 20. Let's read. Two pillars, and we're reading about the temple and the city plundered. Well, that's where they're taking stuff from the temple that David built, a black man, and burned. Well, I can't see on the screen what I had written there because Blog Talk Radio will not allow me in to the screen, although I did sign up for premium. Can I get into the screen to see what I had written down? So what does that teach me, Chief? You're right. Write down the lesson on paper so I know what it is. Okay, so let's pick up reading at chapter 52, verse 20 again. Two pillars, one sea, and 12 brazen bulls that were under the bases which King Solomon had made in the house of Yah the Lord. The brass of all the vessels was without weight. Now, that's impossible to me, but it says here, Solomon had made in the house of Yah the Lord, the brass of all these vessels were without weight. Now, again, I'll point out to you to read the Song of Solomon. It's in the Old Testament book. Solomon built the temple for Yah the Lord, who blessed him to build that temple. Verse 21 of Jeremiah 52. And concerning the pillows, the height of one pillow was 18 cubits, and 18 cubits is 9 feet and 9 inches. I got that weight from the computer because I was not taught cubits, nor did I want to learn cubits. And the fillet, I will say fillet, of 12 cubits did compass it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, and hollowed it. Verse 22, and the chapador, a chapador is an ornament. Let's say it was a crown of brass upon it. A crown of brass was upon that chapador, and the height of the chapador was 5 cubits with network and pomegranates upon the chapador round about, all of brass. The second pillar also and the pomegranate were like unto these. Verse 23, and there were 96 pomegranates on a side, all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. Verse 24, and the captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, second priest, and the three doorkeepers, and the three keepers of the door. Verse 25, he took also out of the city an eunuch. An eunuch is a man that normally guards the harem of the king. And a harem is a lot of women. And with a eunuch, he has, his testicles have been removed. That's what a eunuch is. Let me start with verse 25 again. He took out of the city an eunuch which had the charge of the men of the war, and 7 men of them that were near the king's person which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land that found in the midst of the city. Verse 26, Zariah then, the captain, I think I have missed something. I have. I apologize for that sheep. I probably need to go get a better pair of eyeglasses. Let me go back to Jeremiah chapter verse 25 and read that a little better, because I missed a whole sentence. Verse 25, he took also of the Syrian eunuch, which had charge of the men of war, the seven men of them that were near the kings, that, and the seven. Let's start again until I get it right. He took also out of the Syrian eunuch, which had the charges, the men of war, and seven men of them that were near the king's person, which were found in his city, and the principal scribe and host, who mustered the people of the land, and 80 men, 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon in Riblah. Verse 27, the king of Babylon smote, means killed, them and put them to death in Riblah in the land of Hamath. Now you might want to look this up on your computer. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land, and black people of America, the ones that were born here, our foreparents, we were slaves. We are Judah, most of us. Perhaps most of us. That's probably why I think that I am from the land of Judah. Now, you can also read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 48, that's one, and verse 68. They will tell you that we were brought to this land as slaves. Also in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 13, 14, and verse 18. That'll give you some idea as to where I am coming from. Let's pick up reading in chapter 52 of Jeremiah, verse 28. This is the people whom Nebuzaradan carried away captive in the seventh year, 3,000 Jews and 23. So he carried away 3,023 Jews. And wake up to the fact that you are Jews. What you have been told are lies. And you had people, the Edomites, Christians, telling you that you were not. We have, if you read this Bible, you will find out who you are. And that those who say they are Jews, in the book of Revelation, chapters 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9 in Revelation, they tell you about those who say they're Jews, but they're not. Let's pick up reading here at verse 29 of Jeremiah, chapter 52. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,060. Verse 31. And it came to pass in the 37th year of captivity, of Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 5th, and 12th day of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign. So I'm thinking now that Nebuchadnezzar was no longer king, because evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in his first year of his reign, he lifted the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison, and spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of all the kings that were with him in Babylon, and charged, and changed his prison garments, his prison clothes, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, he was continually, let's start verse 34 again. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life. Well, see, that we have finished reading the entire book of Jeremiah. There are some important things in the book of Jeremiah, and I want you to turn back to Jeremiah chapter 10. If I can find it myself, my book is torn up. I really do need another book. Let's see. Excuse me. What it says in Jeremiah chapter 10, and I want you sheep to remember this. It tells us to learn not the ways of the heathen. We are not the heathen. The heathens are, in my book, from reading, they are the children of perdition, and they are the Edomites. We are not to learn their ways. We are not to be dismayed at the signs of heaven. And that brings me to, September the 28th, they are saying that there's supposed to be the fourth blood moon. And when the fourth blood moon comes on September 28th, 2015, there is supposed to be a change in government. I don't know. Oh, sheep, I didn't finish reading, telling you everything that I had wanted to. But we did finish the book of Jeremiah. We're going to go into another book. And let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us. Thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. And thank you for giving us restoration, reminding us as to who we are in you. In Jesus' name. Also, Yeshua, his name is Yeshua, but the oppressor, the Edomite, changed it to Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, to keep our Heavenly Father, or to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time, although I tell you, each broadcasting makes it difficult and difficult here for me to come on Blog Talk Radio in a peaceful manner. I thank you for listening, and come back I plan to be back here next Sabbath. God loves you.